Well, they tell me when anybody sees my art, they know whose it is before they ever read it. Because my art is from another world.
Howard Finster, a backcountry preacher turned world-famous folk artist, has died. He was known for his simple, brightly colored paintings filled with evangelical themes and pop culture icons. Coca-Cola bottles, Cadillacs, and Elvis Presley were among Finster's favorite subjects. Scrawled on, around, and even behind his work were lines of scripture and other inspired messages such as, "Hell is a hell of a place," and "Read the Holy Word of God," "Turn on your TV, see it happen." Howard Finster was born 84 years ago on a small Alabama farm. He had his first vision at the age of 3 and was called to preach at the age of 16. He traveled across Alabama, Tennessee, and Georgia for the next 30 years, leading tent revivals and starting several churches. He supplemented his income with odd jobs, including plumbing and bicycle repair. A vision in 1976 while he was working on a bicycle led to his next calling.
One day I picked my finger up with paint on it, and there's a human face on the end of this finger, and a blessed feeling went over me, paint sacred art. And I said to it, "I can't do that. Professionals can. I know because I've seen them, but not me." And it come to me again, "How do you know?" And I thought to myself, "How do I know that I can't paint?" So I took a dollar bill out of my wallet and taped it on a piece of plywood and started painting George Washington on it. So I've been painting ever since.
Finster said he used famous figures such as George Washington and Elvis because it was the best way to get people to read his evangelical messages. New York galleries seemed to pay attention. Finster's work became very popular in the early 1980s, but his widest exposure may have been from album cover art. He painted the jacket of R.E.M.'s 1984 release Reckoning, and a few years later created the cover for the Talking Heads album Little Creatures. Finster's most ambitious creation, though, was Paradise Garden, 3 acres behind his Somerville, Georgia home that he filled with an assortment of paintings, sculptures, mosaic walkways, and improvised architecture. He spent every Sunday greeting visitors, singing, sometimes marrying couples in his World Church of Folk Art at the center of Paradise Garden. Though obviously proud of the attention he received from his work, Finster said his goal was never to be a great artist, but to save the world.
God sent me here to this world to do what I'm doing. If you was on a contract, you'd be glad to get it done, wouldn't you? All right, my contract from God is to publish the rest of the gospel all over the world and to put it out there in visual art.
Folk artist Howard Finster will be buried tomorrow on the grounds of Paradise Garden in a casket he painted in 1991.